And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.
For 1 week and 1 week only, men are invited onto Radio Gorgeous. Welcome to Man Week. Today, I'm interviewing the makeup artist, Gary Cockerell. Gary has worked with everybody. His clients include Kelly Brook, Jerry Hall, Honor Blackman, Katie Price, Melanie Griffith, Joe Wood, Rupert Everett, and David Beckham. Let's hear more about Gary. Let's talk about you, Gary, because I can't believe it. When I read it, I was so shocked that you were a coal miner once.
It's very different. A lot of things have changed along the way. Because I said, you know, I'm from Yorkshire. My family are really just working class, normal folk, you know, and it was the last, I'm from Armthorpe, actually, in Doncaster. It was a small mining town. And I worked down a coal mine called Markham Main. It's not there now. And it was probably the last year before they all came to a standstill. So it must be 20.
Early 80s.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long time ago. I was like 19, 19 or 20 or something like that.
We won't mention your age, darling.
I don't mind. And I'd just been to, so I'd left school. I was really good at art. I went to college and I studied illustration, graphic design.
Oh, wow.
Because my dad's an artist as well. He's a brilliant artist.
Brilliant.
And I thought, gosh, I need to go and move to a city now so I can be an illustrator or some sort of artist. Didn't really know what. And it was the last year, obviously, of the coal mines. I saw this advert. They were saying, right, we're going to pump some life back into the coal, into Markham Main. We need some young blood. So I thought, right, I'm going to go for it. So I applied for it and I got the job. My parents, much to my parents' dismay, because we lived in the posh part of Armthorpe, where the private bungalows were and everything. And my parents were like, well, you're not doing that. What are you talking about? You know, my mum was a draftswoman. My dad worked for the National Health Service, painting and doing all the signs and everything,
so
and an artist.
Both of them, very interesting, got artistic jobs.
I guess I got it from them. But they didn't want me to work down a coal mine. But
no.
I said, look, mum, dad, look, I need to get some money. We haven't got a lot of money, so I need to earn it myself. And I need to get... And obviously, at that time, it was a lot of money, because it's danger
money,
really, wasn't it?
Was the money good?
It was, actually, because you have to remember, you're going all those feet, hundreds of feet underground. It's a dangerous job, isn't it? So for that time in my life and for that age, I was earning a lot of money and I was doing overtime and I just raised as much money as possible. And then I moved with my girlfriend at the time.
Oh.
How times change. We moved.
So you were straight then?
I was straight, yeah.
God. And did you know you were?
It's like anyone. I didn't really struggle with my sexuality at that time because I was very happy as I was. And probably if I'd have stayed in Yorkshire, well, actually, that's rubbish. I would have. I feel, you know, when you move to London, you meet different people. Different things happen in your life.
You go to heaven, darling.
It was never going to last anyway. So, you know, it was just a natural thing. And so anyway, I did this, worked on this coal mine. I think I did it for about 7 or 8 months. Didn't particularly like it, but having said that, I got a real sense of community spirit and I really admire those coal miners because they really worked their asses off. Mm. So it was amazing and it was a means to an end to me to raise money so I could move to London to have my dream, whatever that might be.
Yeah.
So I moved to London, couldn't get a job as an illustrator because I had no experience. I just had my little college portfolio of artwork. But I saw an advert probably about 6 months after I'd been in London. I just worked in a little hairdressers as well. I just did little odd jobs for painting mannequins. And it was assisting someone in Ealing, painting mannequins. So I went, showed them my pictures and they said, come on, we'll take you on. And I did that for a few months. And I learned about makeup. That's where I learned about makeup, about a three-dimensional face.
Yeah.
And after doing that for a while, I thought, hang on a minute, I can probably earn more money if I do this on a real person. So that's what I did. Started testing with photographers, models, and then just suddenly met the right people at the right time. I can't really answer that because I had so many fabulous things that happened to me, but I just met the right photographers.
When was the defining moment? When did you think, oh my God, this is it?
Well, I had lots of different funny I don't know if you've read my autobiography, but I've had many funny, interesting moments in my life where I've been to LA, thought I was working on certain movies, and then found out it was something totally different. And I've had a very abstract life. It's like a carry-on film in a way.
Perfect!
I just met the right people at the right time. Yeah. You know, I was working with 15, 20 years ago, I was working with people of the day, Rachel Hunter, you know, working with lots of actresses.
Were you in Hollywood then?
No, I went to Hollywood for a short while, then I came back. Mm. And then I started to work a lot with David Bailey, and I started to work with Clive Arrowsmith, so all the lots of great photographers. And then you just get to meet lots of people, and then and because my makeup style was very glamorous, it was the polar opposite what was going on at the time, which was heroin chic.
Yes.
You know that runway look, which was very... mine was
it.
The opposite. Yeah. I made people look really beautiful and sexy and good about themselves. And hopefully that's what I've always done. And the actresses of the day started to notice this. So I started to then get booked by those. And then I was doing all those sort of FHM, GQs, all those sort of magazines and getting all their cover models
God,
ready.
God, that was the right place
so
the
I
right
was doing
time.
So I was just doing all that sort of thing.
Yeah, you were on the 90s zeitgeist, which was, you know, glamorous girls on Loaded and everything.
Yeah, so I just did all these sort of things, and I just really got well known for doing that. And touchwood, my career's never, it's gone from strength to strength. And strength to strength. And I've had a very eclectic career. I've worked with lots of amazing people. I've traveled the world. I could not have asked for any more. So the book for me was just, now was the right time for me to do it.
Can I just ask, did you ever in your wildest dreams think your life would be so amazing?
I still touch myself sometimes when I'm in certain situations, but then I'm also, and I'm very humble about my life. I think I've had an amazing life, and gosh, I've still got lots left, hopefully, so there's still lots to come. But I never take anything for granted, and even though I'm in and out of people's lives, I know it's their life, it's not mine. And I think you always have to remember that, because it's so easy to get swept away, isn't it? I think you just got to stay really on the ground, and I've got a fantastic husband, partner of 25 years.
Yeah, when did you get married?
Well, we got married about 10 years ago.
Wow.
We did a civil ceremony.
Ages before other people were doing.
So we did it actually on the first or second day. I think we were probably the first gay couple on the cover of OK magazine.
Yeah.
So we did, you know what I mean? We did, and my partner at the time was doing a lot of TV. He was a presenter, doing a lot of DIY shows and whatever. So we've been together a long, long time. Sorry, I'm totally sidetracked now.
You got married, but you have complete support and security.
Very, very good support. My family have always been there for me. I've got very good friends. I've got friends and clients that I've been working with for years, 15, 20 years, you know. Clients that I still work with now, I worked with when they were 16, 17 years old. So I think it's very good to keep real and to not get swept away with it, because I think anything to do with the showbiz or anything to do with anything that's supposedly very glamorous can also have a very dark side. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very good to stay positive and bright and light, and that's what I've tried to do.
Simply Glamorous by Gary Cockerell is published by Jackie Small. Also, a massive thanks to Fenix Department Store. RadioGorgeous.com.
And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on
produced
the tree,
for Radio Gorgeous, you know, by Radio Gorgeous Productions, and edited by Christine Ben Amin.
Feeling